You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If your social security benefits have been denied, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm joined on the hotline right now, the Ohio Business Machines hotline, by Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst. Brian, we'll start with obviously the big question here in Cleveland. If you're Mike Pettine, who are you going with as your starting quarterback and why?
Wow, you guys come out hot right off
just
the
come
bat.
Right, let's get right to it.
No warm-up or anything. Huh? I don't get a chance to touch my toes or anything.
We know you've limbered up already, Baldy.
No. Listen, I was very clear yesterday on a variety of NFL Network shows that I thought I think Mike Pettine has made every right play so far as a coach to get him to 7-5. And I just think right now that Cleveland, in order to win the division, I think there's only going to be one representative of the playoffs in the AFC North. In order to win the division, I think they've got to gamble. And I think the gamble right now is to play Manziel. And that's not a slight on what Brian Hoyer has done or what he has accomplished or what he might be able to do. I just think Cleveland right now, with all of the injuries and the way they struggle at times, I think this gamble with Manziel might be the right play. Right or wrong, I think it's the right play.
Brian, that being said, a four-week gamble is, if you make that decision, do you go with him the 4 weeks, or do you have a ready, qualified Brian Hoyer ready to step in if, in fact, Manziel does struggle against two playoff teams in the Bengals and the Colts coming up in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't just say that it's just Manziel's job at this point. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with having a quick hook if he just can't. If he's not playing any kind of a high level, if he isn't giving the team a spark, if he's turning the ball over, if all those things happen, then I don't have any problem going back to Brian. I mean, Brian has been in that role before in a variety of teams. I mean, he knows how to come off the bench. I just think that, you know, Brian Hoyer, in his 6 years, has run for one touchdown, and that was for the first game he ever played in a 59-0 blowout when he was with the Patriots. In 15 starts with Cleveland, he's never run for a touchdown, and Johnny Manziel's first drive, he ran for one, and a key one. And you could say, okay, it's Buffalo's prevent defense and all that, and that's true. He still found a different way to get the ball in the end zone, and that's what they have to do right now. And I think, look, there's a little bit of a street ball to what Johnny does. There's a little bit of a street ball to, you know, what their star wide receiver Josh Gordon prefers. He hasn't helped his starting quarterback out the last 2 weeks with some plays that I think Hoyer thought he was going to make. It's a little bit more difficult to defend, you know, a quarterback in a system where you're not exactly sure what he's going to do and where he's going to be.
What did you see from Johnny Manziel on those two drives that either stood out to you as progress from the preseason or really stood out to you that said, hey, he's ready to play in the NFL?
Well, I mean, it's only 13 plays. It's a small sample.
Sure.
You know, and it's Buffalo with a 20-3 lead. I mean, they're just trying to protect the lead at that point. So how much could he show? Well, I mean, what I saw was that a guy that was decisive, he knew where he wanted to go with the ball. Obviously Kyle put him in a position to roll out and bootleg and get him, you know, out there into space where it's a little easier to see and really have that pass run option. He was very good at that. And, that's about all you could see right there. But, I mean, obviously the team moved and it jumped and it responded. And sometimes that's all you're looking for is how the team responds to a quarterback change. And that's why teams make changes, you know, sometimes rationally, sometimes irrationally. They're looking, you know, for the team to respond differently, and I think they responded immediately.
Brian, regardless of quarterback, what is the record of the Cleveland Browns that they need to finish with to make the football playoffs against the four potential playoff teams they have remaining on schedule?
Well, I don't think anything short of 10-6 is going to get them in, so that they would have to win three of the final four. And 10-6, you know, might not be enough. Maybe Cincinnati's 10-5-1, and they win the division by half a game. But I don't think anything less than 10-6 is going to make you qualified here. Now, 10-6 might get you a wild card out of the AFC North, depending on wild cards, what happens, obviously, with San Diego and a couple other teams right now. But, you know, does Houston run the table and finish 10-6? It's a possibility. I mean, all those things, are in play. But I would say the least somebody can finish right now from the AFC North and make the playoffs is 10-6.
Brian, as you look at this matchup coming up against the Indianapolis Colts, does that defense and the fact that it's going to be such a high-scoring game, does that factor or should that factor into this game, knowing that you're going to have to duel with Andrew Luck, who's playing as well as anybody in the NFL?
I don't think it should. I mean, I think you make the decision based on what you think your team needs. Defending and, attacking Indianapolis is, I think, independent of that decision. Obviously, Indianapolis is a quality team. They're not quite the same team on the road as they are at home. They're very good on third downs. You got to figure out a way to stay on the field and control the football, but they have been vulnerable, you know, to teams that, you know, can run the football. And you better be ready to defend an entire and as broad a playbook as there is in football when you're defending Andrew Luck.
That's correct. Brian, the return of Josh Gordon 2 weeks ago prior to the Atlanta football game, 16 targets versus Atlanta, 13 again versus the Buffalo Bills. Do you believe in your study of Brian Hoyer and watching those football games that he was forcing the ball to his weapon? And if moving forward, do you think that Johnny Manziel, who hasn't had that much of an opportunity with Josh Gordon on the field, will be able to distribute it across the board?
Well, I mean, sometimes you can force it. I mean, if you watch Andy Dalton right now, he's forcing it to A.J. Green, but it's also paying dividends. He's thrown some interceptions trying to get him the ball the last 2 weeks, but he's also gotten him in the touch in the end zone. Look, your star player like a Josh Gordon, especially without a Jordan Cameron on the field, is going to draw a lot of attention. You can't really sometimes – there's a fine line. Are you forcing it or are you letting him go make a play? It's hard to say. I don't know that they are forcing it. I don't have any problem with them trying to get him the ball, trying to create plays for him. I think they did a better job of creating plays for him against Atlanta than they did last week against Buffalo. But, you know, Buffalo's front had a lot to do with that as well. So are they forcing it? I don't know. He's their best player. I think you got to get the ball to your best player.
And certainly Josh Gordon is talking with Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network. You talked about what the Browns are going to ultimately have to do, in your opinion, to go ahead and get into the playoffs. What does this team need to do just in general when you look at this offensive line to get this ground game going again, Brian? They have been last in the league in yards per carry since Alex Mack went down.
Well, it's hard to replace Pro Bowl players, you know.
Yeah.
Look, they tried John Greco in there, and that was probably the best move, but then you weaken two positions. So, you know, they made a decision to go with the free agent in there. And, like, it's, you know, there's a reason why they pay Alex Mack all that money. I mean, he's a good player. And so you just have to – Cleveland's done a good job of getting to 7-5 with a lot of backup players. I mean, they'd love to have Phil Taylor and Alex Mack and, you know, Tayshaun Gibson. They'd love to have all those guys back, but they don't, and they're not getting them back. So you have to figure out a way. I thought they ran the ball extremely well against Atlanta. Now, they're not the same front, you know, as what they saw last week, obviously. And I think Indianapolis has more speed. But you just have to keep scratching and clawing. And that's Kyle's job, to scratch and claw and find the right combination and the right, you know, whether it's ghost motion off the stretch or more eye formation. I mean, you just have to scratch and claw and find your best runs and to find out the best way to block those runs. There's always a variety of ways to block any run in the league, depending on your opponent, depending on the front, depending on the down and distance, and you got to find the best way to squeeze the most yards out of it. Obviously, Isaiah Crowell has a great deal of stop and start. He can make people miss. You got to get him to the line of scrimmage clean and let him and his ability take over.
No question about that. Final question for me, since we know where you stand on the quarterback. On the defensive side of the ball, Joe Hayden, I think, playing as well as any corner in the NFL. Where do you put him amongst the league's best at that position, and what do you think of his play the last few weeks?
I think he's the best right now. He completely shut down Julio Jones. You saw what Julio Jones did to Patrick Peterson a week ago or last week. He shut down Sammy Watkins this week. He's their leading receiver. Joe Hayden, he has as much pride in what he does as any player in the league. He's as gifted at that position as anybody in the league. And, you know, I don't know if I would take anybody, including Darrell Revis or Richard Sherman, I don't know if I would take anybody over Joe Hayden right now playing the way he's playing. And what I love about Joe is the overall professionalism. He doesn't taunt. Yeah. He doesn't trash talk. He doesn't bring any attention to himself. He just goes out there and balls out every week. And I think any kid that's looking to play corner in this league in the future, whether you're at Pop Warner or college right now, would do a great deal of favor of emulating Joe Hayden.
Brian, great stuff as always. Thank you for your strong take on the Browns quarterback situation and the analysis of the rest of this season. Appreciate your time as always.
All right, my pleasure, guys.
All right, great. Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network joining us there. When we return, Matt and I are going to play a little after further review. That's one national voice, though, strongly in favor of Johnny Manziel, Brian Baldinger. We know there are others, Peter King as well, but there are also those who still support Brian Hoyer, and rightfully so, after he has led this team to the 7-3 start this season. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, back with more from the Dog Bowl in Berea right after this.